Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports, there's always something happening in the A.
And we're here to cover it.
This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yikes. All right. 404-726-0929. You still have time to get into this conversation. The Atlanta Hawks made history tonight with their first time ever having the first pick in the NBA draft, and they selected French wing Zachary Risacher. Now, I think, you know, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver does his homework. I think he called it a Risacher or something like that. So maybe we've been saying it wrong. Maybe we'll get we'll definitely figure that out, you know, what's the correct pronunciation of his name. But it does not matter. Start printing the jerseys. Start printing the jerseys because he is the newest member of our Atlanta Hawks. The second round of the draft will be tomorrow night. The Hawks currently do not have a pick in round two. Will they make any deals? I mean, I'm not doing a post show tomorrow, but I mean, what could the next 24 hours bring in Atlanta Hawks history? I mean, could we do anything, make any moves? We don't know, but we will wait and see. But what we do know is Zachary Risacher is on his way to the A from France, Oui, oui. Well, actually, he's coming from New York because he was in Brooklyn tonight being the number one pick overall. But we know, you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying? 404-726-0929. What do you think about this pick? You happy about it? You think this young man could come here and ball out of control, help these Hawks become a perennial NBA title contender? That's what we want in this town. We want all of our teams, the Braves, the Hawks, and the Falcons, to go into each season saying, hey, it's a real possibility that our guys could be there playing at the end, playing for chips. We want championships. We want chips. We want parades. We want banners in this town. Can we get one? 404-726-0929. Wallace, you've been hanging on. We appreciate you. Talk to me. What do you think about what the Hawks did tonight?
I think what they did tonight was all right, but I don't think that was the main – I think – it's going to be down to the free agents that they bring in that's going to really round out the team. But I have to share something with you, and I don't want the people to get mad at me, but I'm about to share a gem with you.
This is a free space, man. This is a free space. Do what you got to do.
I'm about to share a gem with you. I do security here for a lot of people. My stepbrother actually played in the league, and I'm going to tell y'all what they tell me about Atlanta. They got a name for Atlanta, and they call it Side Chick City. Now, I heard this from some players' mouths now. A lot of them avoid Atlanta because they don't want to get in trouble down here. I've literally been told about a complex here that's full of them. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up.
Okay, but hold on, don't go anywhere. I want to dissect this for a second. Okay, you don't think that happens in Miami? You don't think that happens? You don't think that happens in LA? You don't think that happens in Dallas, Texas?
But there's a certain demographic here that some ladies act different than other ladies do in other in other states. That's all I'm saying on that.
Some of us know how to act,
and some of us don't.
I hear you. Look. Atlanta has good reputations and bad reputations for a lot of different reasons. Okay, we know that some Atlanta celebrities, ball players, come to this town and act a fool. Okay, we know this, and you're right. You're right.
You got to. I heard this from the horse's mouth. They don't want to get caught.
Okay, we appreciate that insight, but I appreciate your perspective as well. Stay out of the A and keep your marriage, keep your paper in your
keep
bank
your
account.
Money. Save your chicken.
Appreciate that call, man. Call my show anytime. 404-726-0929. That might be the last one tonight, because that's a good way to go out. And we appreciate all of y'all who lined up these phone lines over the past 2 hours. It's been a lot of good calls, a lot of perspective. Some people very happy, think the Hawks have made a right step in the right direction. Some people think they should have went with another direction. You know, they should have went bigger, they should have went stronger, they should have went whatever. That's fine. The deal is the deal. Our new Atlanta Hawk has been selected. No redo. No re-overs. Now, I guess they can wake up tomorrow and be like, we're going to trade the pick. But you know that's not going to happen. We got him. He's coming. We need to support him. We need to get behind him. I like the pick. I like it. The more I read about him, I have read plenty already, okay? But this is my thing about basketball players and athletes, okay? Genetics, okay? He comes from a basketball family. Father was an excellent player for his country. His sister's balling out for her country. He's got the genetic makeup, okay? Basketball IQ. Go read the reports. High basketball IQ, okay? Does he got to learn things? Of course. He's 19 years old. He ain't no finished product. None of them are a finished product. They are first-year players. We'll see what we have in 2 years. We'll see what we have in 3 years, 4 years. What becomes of the pick, the work he puts in? Does he get on his grind? Does he get in there and work on his game? Does he get in the gym and add a couple pounds of muscle? Does he come down to the ATL and get some of that soul food cooking and put on 10, 15?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
15 pounds over the next 3-4 years.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, I mean, I wish I could go back to my weight at 19 years old. I wish I could, but I can't. We all grow more. We all gain weight. What's he going to be in 3 or 4 years will determine whether or not the Atlanta Hawks made the right decision. But you cannot deny his potential. Great skill set. Good length. Good basketball IQ. Has a decent shot. From what I've heard and read, can play defense and is a willing defender. Doesn't do it just because, I'm out here, gotta play defense. Is a willing defender. We will wait and see what we have here in the next 2 to 3 years. The Hawks are making moves. What will they do in free agency? What trades will come? This roster will be different when September rolls around. 404-726-0929. Am I reading this correct? Am I reading this correctly? All right. He's hitting home from somewhere. The Mike Bell is calling in. The one half of Dukes and Bell. Mike, talk to me, man.
No, it's Mike Bell, baby. Not Mike,
oh, Mike Bell. So I wasn't reading it correctly. I thought Mike Bell was driving somewhere after having a couple, was going to give me some sound bites. But I appreciate you, yep, too, Mike Bell, baby. Talk to me. Holler at your boy.
Man, so I don't know if we got any better, because as a fan, I've been wanting Atlanta, and a lot of fans, wanting Atlanta to get a true five. And for them to pass up on Sarr.
Now, hold on. Do you consider – hold on, Mike. I'm going to let you finish. But do you consider – and do me a favor, turn your radio down just a little bit. I hear a little feedback. Do you consider Sarr a true five?
He's a 7-1 dude.
Okay, but is he a true five? I would not call him a true five. He's a stretch 4/5, but not a true five. But you finish. I'm going to give you all the time you want.
Okay, so he's a – what you just named, and I feel like we've been missing that in the middle for the past 3-4 years, a real big man that can defend and stretch the floor. And what we did tonight, I don't know if we got I don't know what direction, first of all, I don't know if we got better, and then I don't know what direction this team is moving in without doing that, because at this point, in my humble opinion, like I just stated, we didn't get any better, maybe defensively perhaps, but I don't think we're contending for anything at this point because we don't have that solid five. And I'm disappointed, actually. I'm really disappointed. They let Travis Slink run the boo game on him and take that guy at number two, and what I'm waiting to hear next is grumblings from Trey about not being happy, and maybe he'll be on his way out soon, because we don't have any direction. I don't know what this team and what the front office is trying to do.
Okay.
I don't know if we're getting any better. I don't know if they're getting rid of players, DeJounte and Trey, and if you're doing that, we're clearly not going to get better. So I don't know, man. It's just a big question. I'm very disappointed.
Okay, well, Mike, appreciate that. First off, your opinion is valued here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. All of your opinions are valued here at Sports Radio 929 The Game and on our reaction shows. This is what this show is all about. This is a reaction show, okay? We wanted everyone to call in and let us know what they feel, what their initial reaction is to the pick that the Hawks made. Now, I'll tell you what. The Hawks could have went back into a DeLorean and picked Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, or any player on draft night. And guess what? They still would have someone to say, well, I don't like the pick. That's part of the process. You cannot make a pick that everyone is going to agree upon. That's not going to happen, okay? We all have our own opinions. All opinions are welcome here on this station and on this show. This is a reaction show. We got to wait and see. We do not know what this is going to become of this team. We don't know what the roster is going to be in September. We don't know who's going to be. We don't know who's going to be here in a week, okay? Free agency starts this weekend. Trades will go down. We don't know what's going to – 7 days from now, a week from now, what will this roster look like? How different will it be? Will one of our two big guys – could it be done tomorrow? We still got the second round of this draft to go. Could there be something done tomorrow that changes the current roster of this team, the current outlook of this team? We don't know. But I'm gonna say one thing in retort to what you just said. This team is better, because this is the bottom line. A talent like Zachary Richesay, okay, that was by all intents and measures, every report that I saw had him as the number one talent in this draft. Most of the time, you cannot add that kind of talent to your roster and say your team did not just get better. Okay, that's impossible. You just added the player that most analysts said, yep, and the whole pool of guys coming out this year, This is the most talented one. This is the one that has the biggest potential. You just added him. Your team got better. Your team has gotten better. How much better? We will wait and see. Time will tell. And that's what it's all about. Steven, you've been doing a great job over there, man. I know you're tired. Those phones have been ringing. I need you to come in here and tell me your thoughts because I didn't have a chance to ask you yet. What do you think about the Hawks pick tonight? And what do you think about the direction the team is going in?
Well, first off, I've been spending the whole time actually Googling how to say his name because I was saying Ricochet. As soon as they posted it on the screen, I was like, we're getting a Ricochet.
Where did you get the Rick part from? Everybody in this section has said Ricochet. But when you heard, play it, you got it queued up still, heard? Listen to how Adam Silver says it. Play that real. I know you still got it there.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache from Lyon, France.
Yeah, so he says Rizache. And you know, so the commissioner has people, you know, tell him exactly how to say it. So that's probably the correct pronunciation, Rizache. But we'll do what we can.
I don't know. He didn't sound like he said Zachary right either. Zachary.
Well, you know, he tried to throw the accent in it, but Rizache is what he said. Rizache. All right, but now that we got that out the way.
But I feel like I agree with the people who are saying we need to wait and see. You know, everybody's talking about his weight, this, that, and the third. Like, and really, you know, the Hawks don't even know what the Hawks need. I feel like there are going to be a lot of pieces that are going to have to come together organically just by finding out. We're going to have to mess around and find out before anybody can say what we absolutely need. And this kid might be it. This 19-year-old Frenchman might be it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say the same thing. First off, I'm a big-time Duke fan, okay? When Jason Tatum came out 5 years ago, that was the exact thing everybody said about him. Well, he's kind of thin. He's got to grow up into his NBA body. And guess what? He grew into his NBA body. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You could go through a long list of NBA players that come out early. They say the same thing. He's kind of small right now. Wait till his NBA body develops. That's just part of the process. And even though Kevin Durant hasn't gained that much weight, go look at Kevin Durant at Texas in his first year in the NBA. He still gained about 15, 20 pounds. He will put on some weight. He is not the same guy he's going to be in 3 years, okay? You know, it's wait and see what happens. A lot of it is on what Zachary Rizache, that's what he said, Rizache. What kind of work is he willing to put in? You're going to play one more time? Go ahead.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache.
Rizache. Zachary Rizache, it's all on you, my friend. I'll go pick up a jersey, a t-shirt. I can't afford a jersey. I'm going to get a t-shirt, okay? I can't afford no jersey. Them jerseys expensive. But I'm going to get a t-shirt that says Rizache. You heard what Adam Silver said. That's what I'm getting. I'm going to have it tomorrow. As soon as it goes on NBA.com, Eric Slaughter is ordering one. And I appreciate everybody who has called in tonight, whether you liked it or did not like it. This is what it was all about. Steven, appreciate all your hard work, brother. And we will see here and see. We got many, many years to debate this process. Many, many, many years. I'll say it again. If we knew what Nikola Jokic was going to become, he would not have been a second-round pick. If we knew what Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to become, he wouldn't have been 13th overall. We did not know. And we don't know what exactly we have here, but we like it. We like it, and we like it a lot. This has been a reaction show. I'm Eric Slaughter. Appreciate Mike Conti, the station manager here, for giving me the chance to do this. Appreciate you guys. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Make sure you download that Odyssey app, follow the station, listen to us all day, every day, and I'll be back again soon. 404-726-0929 is always the number to get into the conversation whenever we're online. We'll be talking about this all day tomorrow, all weekend long. Stay out there. Stay safe. Come back soon.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.